Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
So last month we have concluded our studies on the book of Judges.
我们上个月呢完成了对这个士师记的学习。
Our studies on the book of Judges focus on the concept of leadership.
那我们对士师记这一书的这一卷书的学习呢，侧重于领导力的概念。
We have seen many success stories of leadership from the various judges.But we also have learned from the failures of many of the judges as well.
我们从很多士师那里学到了有关领导力的成功案例，但是我们也从很多士师的失败的教训中，吸取了教训。
I'd like to conclude our studies on leadership from the Bible by examining the last chapter of the last of the five books that form the Pentateuch in the Old Testament.
那今天呢，我就想学习通过构成旧约摩西五经，中的最后一卷书的最后一章呢，来结束我们对圣经中领导力的学习。
Today's passage centered around one of the greatest leaders in the Bible, Moses.
那今天的经文呢，是围绕圣经中最伟大的领袖之一摩西展开的。
Before we dive into today's passage, I would like to draw your attention.The three of the key leadership traits that we see in Moses from other Bible passages.
那在我们今天进入深一层次的学习今天的经文之前呢，我想请您注意我们从其他的经文中所看到的摩西身上所具有三个关键性的领导特质。
First, the Bible describes Moses as a man of humility in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3.Which reads, Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth.
首先呢，圣经在民数记十二章三节中将摩西描述为谦卑的人。那我们来看民数记十二章三节这样说，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
Today we see a lot of leaders at work who are quick to take credits.And slow to give recognitions.
那今天呢，我们看到许多领导工作者在获得荣誉时，快快地跑在前面；当在应该给予认可时，又缓缓不前。
This is especially true for many political leaders.
对于许多政治领导人来说，更是尤其如此。
Yet Moses, as one of the most successful leaders.Is described as a very humble man in the Bible.
然而，作为最成功的领袖之一的表率，摩西在圣经中被描述为一个极其谦虚的人。
Today we see a lot of leaders. Oh, sorry. The first, some Bible scholars divided Moses' life into three phases, each spanning 40 years.
一些圣经学者呢，将摩西的一生分为三个阶段，每个阶段呢都跨越四十年之久。
The first 40 years spent as a prince in Pharaoh's palace in Egypt can be summarized by the phrase "I can," because he enjoyed immense power and riches.
那在埃及法老王宫中作为王子的前四十年呢，可以用我能来概括，因为他享有巨大的权力和财富。
He was somebody ready to conquer the world.
他是个人物，准备征服世界。
The second 40 years spent as a as the second 40 years was spent as a shepherd in the desert in Midian, and it can be summarized by the phrase "I can't," because he was a nobody in that period.
那在米甸旷野中牧羊的第二个四十年呢，可以用我不能来概括。因为在那个时期，他是一名无名小卒。
And finally, the last 40 years spent in the wilderness as a leader of Israel can be summarized by the phrase "God can."
那最后呢，作为以色列的领袖，在旷野中度过的最后四十年呢，可以用“上帝能”这句话来概括。
His primary concern was for the glory and the works of God.
他主要关心的是神的荣耀和工作。
He saw the miracle of Israel's deliverance from Egyptian bondage, including the 10 unbelievable plagues never seen again in history, and the miracle in the Red Sea.
那他看到了以色列民从埃及为奴中解脱出来的奇迹，包括历史上从没有见过的石灾，以及这种难以置信的灾难，以及红海的奇迹。
Moses acknowledged that he was the vessel God chose to display his God's power and glory.
那摩西承认呢，他是神所选择的器皿，是用来彰显神的能力和荣耀。
Now we must understand that humility does not mean indulging in self-deprecation or belittling oneself.
然而我们必须明白，谦卑并不意味着沉迷于自嘲或者贬低自己。
Rather, it is the realization that God can while I can't.
相反，它应该是神能而我不能这样的概念。
Moses was a very humble man because he recognized that it was God who delivered the people of Israel and that he was a mere vessel chosen by God.
摩西是一个非常谦卑的人，然而他认识到神拯救了以色列民，他只是神所拣选的器皿。
God ordained him as a leader to bring the Israelites out of Egypt to the promised land.
上帝委予他带领以色列人离开埃及到应许之地的领袖这样的责任。
The second leadership trait that we saw in Moses was that he had a sense of God-given mission.
那我们从摩西身上看到的第二个领导力特质呢，是他有一种就是神赋予他的使命感。
In Exodus chapter 3 verse 10, God said, "Go now, so now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt."
那在出埃及记三章十节中，上帝说，后来摩西、亚伦去对法老说。耶和华以色列的神这样说：容我的百姓去。
Moses realized that he had an important mission to bring God's people, the Israelites, out of suffering and suppression in Egypt.
但摩西意识到他有一个非常重要的使命，那就是带领上帝的子民以色列人脱离埃及的苦难和压制。
Subsequently, in Exodus chapter 5, verse 1, it was mentioned thatAfterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: Let my people go."
那随后在这个出埃及记的五章一节中提出，就是摩西两人对法老说，耶和华以色列的神这样说：容我的百姓去。
A successful leader clearly understands his or her mission.
那一个成功的领导者呢，非常清晰地了解他的使命。
It is focused on the people he or she leads, and is clearly coming from God.
他会专注于他的领导人，他的领导人，这领导显然是来自于神的。
The third leadership trait that we saw in Moses was his ability to convey a simple yet clearly defined vision.
那我们在摩西身上所看到的第三个领导力的特质呢，是他能够传达一个简单却又定义明确的愿景。
In Exodus chapter 3 verse 8, it says, "So I have come down to rescue them," the God said. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land.A land flowing with milk and honey.
在出埃及记三章八节中这样说，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
God describes the promised land as a land flowing with milk and honey.
上帝将应许之地描述为流奶与蜜之地。
This poetic description of Israel's landemphasizes the fertility of the soil and bounty that awaited God's chosen people.
那这种对以色列的土地诗一般的描述呢，强调了就是他们等待神的选民的这片土地的肥沃以及丰饶。
The reference to milk suggests that many livestock could find pasture there, and the mention of honey suggests the vast farmland available, the bees have plenty of plants to draw nectar from.
那提到这个流奶的意思呢，就意味着有许多的牲畜可以在那里找到牧场。提到蜜呢，就意味着那里有广阔的农田，就是蜂蜜还有很多的，就是蜂蜜有很多的植物可以汲取花蜜。
Moses helped people to visualize the future by conveying a vivid picture that God had painted for them.
那摩西通过这个传达神为他们所描述的这种美好的生活的画面，就帮助人们能够想象未来。
It was simple and clear.
它既简单又明了。
Most importantly, it was relevant to them.
最重要的是呢，还与他们相关。
A successful leader helps people to easily understand where they should be and why they should get there.
一个成功的领导者呢，要帮助人们很轻松地了解他们应该到哪里，以及为什么应该要到达那里。
In Numbers chapter 14, verse 8, Moses clearly conveyed to the people of Israel the vision he received from God, which says, He will lead us into that land.A land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us.
那在民数记十四章八节中呢，摩西又非常就是清晰的表述说，耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们，那地原是流奶与蜜之地。
Note that Moses once again demonstrated his humility by saying that.God will lead us into that land, not I will lead you into that land.
我们要注意到，摩西再一次表现出他的谦卑。他所说的是，上帝会领我们进入那片土地，而不是我会带领你们进入那片土地。
Humility, having a sense of mission, and being able to paint a clear vision are the first and foremost quality of great spiritual leaders.
那谦卑有使命感，能够清晰描述愿景，是伟大的精神领袖所要具备的首要品质。
It is equally applicable at work and also in our family.
那在我们的工作以及家庭生活中呢，也是有同等的重要性。
Today we will focus on other lessons in leadership that we can learn from Moses in his final days.
那今天呢，我们将专注于我们可以从摩西在他最后的日子里，从他的身上可以学到他有关领导力的课程。
First, leadership means responsibility.
首先呢，领导就意味着要承担责任。
Leadership not only comes with authority, but even greater responsibilities.
领导力呢，不仅伴随着权威，而且也伴随着更大的责任。
In fact, when Christian leaders commit sins against God, the judgment is usually more severe than others.
实际上，当基督徒的领袖犯罪得罪神时，审判通常呢比其他的人会更加严厉。
Let's see what happened to Moses here.
让我们看看在摩西身上发生了什么。
In the Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 1 to 4, it reads.Then Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah, across from Jericho. There the Lord showed him the whole land, from Gilead to Dan, to and all of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the Mediterranean Sea, the Negev and the whole region from the valley of Jericho, the city of Palms, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him,This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When I said, I will give it to your descendants, I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it.
在申命记34章1到4节这样说，摩西从摩亚平原登尼波山，上了那与耶利哥相对的比斯加山顶，耶和华把基列全地直到但拿破他利全地、以法莲、马拿西的地、犹大全地，直到西海南地和棕树城耶利哥的平原，直到索尔，都指给他看。耶和华对他说：“这就是我向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许之地，说 我必将这地赐给你的后裔。现在我使你眼睛看见了，你却不得过到那里去。
Note that when Moses climbed Mount Nebo, he was already 120 years old.
要知道，当摩西登上尼波山的时候呢，他已经120岁了。
And I'm roughly half that age, and I have a problem climbing up the stairs.
那我也要说一下，等到那把年纪，可能爬楼梯都困难了。
The only reason that he had to climb up the mountain at this old age was because he would not enter the promised land.
他这么大年纪还要爬上山顶，唯一的原因呢，就是他不会进入应许之地。
Then the Lord said to him, "This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when I said, 'I will give it to your descendants.' I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it."
那第四节，耶和华对他说，这就是我向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许之地，说我必将这地赐给你的后裔。现在我使你眼睛看见了，你却不得过到那里去。
One may think this was a very cruel treatment to someone who spent the last 40 years leading the Israelites in the wilderness.
那有些人可能会认为，对于一个在过去40年里辛苦带领以色列人在旷野中前行的人，这是一种非常残酷的待遇。
Moses was given the mission to bring the Israelites into the promised land, yet he was not allowed to go into there himself. Why?
那摩西被赋予带领以色列人进入应许之地的使命，然而他自己却被禁止进入那里，那为什么呢？
Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 32 verses 48 to 52.
那让我们回头读申命记32章48到52节。
On that same day, the Lord told Moses, "Go up into the Abarim range to Mount Nebo in Moab, across from Jericho, and view Canaan, the land I am giving the Israelites as their own possession. There on the mountain that you have climbed, you will die and be gathered to your people, just as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people. This is because both of you broke faith with me in the presence of the Israelites at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Zin,And because you did not uphold my holiness among the Israelites. Verse 52. Therefore you will not see the land, therefore you will see the land only from a distance. You will not enter the land that I am giving to the people of Israel.
当日耶和华吩咐摩西说，你上这亚伯拉林山中的尼波山去，在摩加地与耶利哥相对，观看我所赐给以色列人为业的迦南地。你必死在你所登的山上，归你列祖去，像你哥哥亚伦死在何尔山上，归他的列祖一样。因为你们在寻的旷野，加底斯的米利巴水，在以色列人中没有尊我为圣，得罪了我。我所赐给以色列人的地，你可以远远的观看，却不得进去。
Moses was not allowed to enter the promised land.Because Moses broke faith with God in the presence of Israelites at the waters of Meribah Kadesh in the desert of Sin, and because he did not uphold God's holiness among the Israelites.
那摩西不被允许进入应许之地呢？是因为摩西在寻的旷野加底斯的米利巴水，在以色列人中没有尊神为圣而得罪了他。
The incident was recorded in the book of Exodus.
那这件事呢，被记录在出埃及记中。
When the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, they found that they don't have any water to drink.
那就是在以色列人在旷野中行走的时候呢，他们没有水喝了。
So when it happened the first time, God ordered Moses to hit a rock with his rod once, and water came flowing from the rock.
那第一次呢，神吩咐摩西用杖击打岩石，一次击打之后，水就从岩石中流出来。
The next time the same thing happened, the Israelites were out of water.
第二次又发生了类似的事情，以色列人又没有水喝了。
They cried to the Lord and they complained to Moses.
那他们又向神哭求，他们也向摩西抱怨。
God asked Moses to order the rock to so that the water will come flowing out of the rock.
那神让摩西呢命令磐石，让磐石出水。
But instead of ordering the rock, he struck it twice with the rod.
那摩西没有去吩咐磐石，而是敲了磐石两次。
We don't know why he did it. Perhaps he was very agitated by the people. He was angry, and that's why he did what he did.
我们不知道摩西为什么这样做。也许他是被这些以色列民给气着了，所以他就生气，击打了磐石两下。
Clearly, he violated God's order in front of the people of Israel.
很明显呢，他在以色列人面前。违背了神的就是对他的教训。
Even though at the end the Israelites had water to drink.
虽然到最后呢，以色列人有水喝了。
But one key lesson we learn here is that in doing God's work, the end doesn't always justify the means.
那我们在这里学到一个关键的教训，就是呢，在为神工作时，我们目的为了达到目的呢，并不总能证明你的手段是合理的。
The Israelites got water to drink, but God did not approve of Moses' action, his act of disobedience.
那虽然以色列人到最后是有水喝，但是神却不赞许摩西的行为，因为他的行为是悖逆的。
As spiritual leaders, we need to set examples of obedience.
那作为这个属灵的领袖呢，我们需要树立这个顺服的榜样。
We need to uphold God's holiness among the congregation.
我们需要在会众当中呢，来维护神的圣洁。
Leadership comes with responsibilities.
那领导力呢，同时伴随着责任。
We are responsible to lead the people to God, not away from God.
那我们有责任呢，领人归神，而不是远离神。
The consequence of not doing so can be very severe, more so than others.As can be seen in Moses' example.
那我们不如此行呢，后果可能非常严重。比如就是可能比这个摩西的例子这样更加的严重。
At the same time, we can see that Moses, despite not being allowed to enter the promised land, something he had yearned for during the past 40 years, he did not argue with God.
同时我们也看到，虽然摩西不被神允许进入这个应许之地，这地是他过去四十年来一直所向往的，但他并没有与神争辩。
He didn't try to reason with God.
他也没有试图与神讲道理。
He didn't even try to bargain with God.
他甚至没有尝试着与神讨价还价。
Instead, he accepted the consequence of his insubordination to God, and that shows a lot of responsibility and maturity.
那相反呢，他接受了他不服从上帝所带来的后果，这也表明了他在承受责任方面有成熟了许多。
And the second lesson we learn from Moses is that leadership means servanthood.
那我们从摩西的例子学到的第二点呢，就是领导意味着仆人心态。
In chapter 34, verses 5 through 8, it reads, And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord has said. He buried him in Moab, in the valley opposite Beth Peor. But to this day, no one knows where his grave is. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab, 30 days, until the time of weeping and mourning was over.
于是耶和华的仆人摩西死在摩押地，正如耶和华所说，耶和华将他埋葬在摩押地，伯比尔对面的谷中。只是到今天，没有人知道他的坟墓。摩西死的时候年120岁，眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。以色列人在摩押平原为摩西哀哭了30日，为摩西沮丧哀哭的日子就满了。
Moses was in verse 5, Moses was called the servant of the Lord.
那在第五节呢，摩西被称为耶和华的仆人。
Not leader of the Israelites.
而不是以色列人的领袖。
That's the ultimate honor of a man of God, to be known as the servant of God.
被称为神的仆人呢，是属神之人的终极荣耀。
A couple of years ago, I attended the 50th anniversary of the Chinese Bible Church of Greater Boston.
那几年前呢，我参加了大波士顿地区华人圣经教会的50年周年庆典。
That was the church that I attended when I was studying in Boston.
我在波士顿上学的时候呢，就参加那个教会。
Reverend Molly Lee, who was once the senior pastor at that church, was the keynote speaker that evening.
那当时曾任教会主任牧师的莫莉里牧师呢，是当晚的主题演讲人。
He said that when he died, he would be most honored if people would put Molly Lee, servant of God, on his tombstone.
他说，如果在他死后，人们能在他的墓碑上刻下莫莉里，上帝的仆人，那将是他最大的荣幸。
Worldly leaders focus on power, authority, and influence.
世俗的领袖注重权力、权威和影响力。
While many worldly leaders have ideological motivations, probably far more leaders are motivated by power, fame, and financial gains.
虽然许多世俗领袖呢是有意识形态方面的动机，然而可能更多的领导人呢是受权力、名望和经济利益的驱使。
Spiritual leaders, on the other hand, focus on serving God as well as God's people.
那另一方面呢，属灵领袖则专注于为神服务以及为神的子民服务。
What is truly the heart of Christianity?
那我们基督信仰真正的核心是什么呢？
It is knowing and loving God, and out of that resource and relationship,living as servants in the power of the Spirit according to the example of Christ.
那就是认识和爱神，并在这样的资源和关系之外呢，按照以耶稣基督为榜样，在圣灵的大能中作为仆人而生活。
But what exactly is servanthood?
那然而究竟什么是做仆人呢？
Servanthood is the state, condition, or quality of one who lives as a servant.
仆人的身份呢，就是一个人作为仆人的生活的状态、条件以及品质。
Further, a servant is first of all one who is under submission to another.
那此外呢，仆人首先是要服从另一个人。
For Christians, this means submission to God first, and then submission to one another.
那对基督徒来说，这就意味着先要顺服神，然后要彼此顺服。
Then, as one in submission, a servant is one who seeks to meet the real needs of others or of the person he or she is serving.
那然后呢，作为一个这个顺服者呢，仆人是一个寻求满足他人或者他所服务的人的真正的需要的人。
To put it in another way, servanthood is the conditional state of being a servant to others.Of ministry to others rather than the service of self.
就是换句话说呢，就是仆人是为他人服务，就是为他人服务为条件，而不是为自己想要服务的条件或状态而服务。
It means willingly giving of oneself to minister for and to others, and to do whatever it takes to accomplish what is best for another.
换句话呢，就是说甘愿为他人服务，就是放要尽一切的努力，让对他人最有利，做努力去完成对他人最有利的事情。
Christ's plan and that which produces maximum blessing to the world and church is servanthood.
那基督的计划以及就是为世界和教会带来最大祝福的计划呢，就是做仆人。
A servant is one who, even when in positions of leadership, seeks to lead and influence others through their lives given in ministry for the blessing of others and their needs.
仆人呢，就是这样的人，即使在担任这个领导职位的时候呢，也会力求通过他在事工中所付出的生活来领导和影响他人，来造福他人，并且满足他人的需要。
Hence, to be effective spiritual leaders, we first need to serve God and His people faithfully, just as Moses did.
那因此，我们作为要想成为有效的属灵领袖呢，我们首先就要学习像摩西那样忠心的侍奉神以及他的子民。
And finally, in verse 6, it is said that God buried Moses in Moab.
那最后呢，在第六节中，圣经这样说，上帝将他，也就是摩西，埋葬在摩押。
And even though Moses was not able to enter the promised land on earth, God personally brought him into the ultimate promised land, heaven, where he could enjoy God's eternal presence forever.
那虽然摩西在地上无法进入这应许之地，然而神亲自带他进入最终的应许之地，那就是天堂。在那里，他可以永远享受神与他的永远的同在。
Because he was a servant of the Lord.
因为他是神的仆人。
The third lesson we can learn from Moses is that leadership means nurturing.
那我们从摩西身上学到的有关领导力的第三点呢，就是领导意味着培养后代。
In verse 9, it says, Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom, because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses.
第九节这样说，嫩的儿子约书亚，因为摩西曾按手在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他，照着耶和华吩咐摩西的行了。
As we read on after the Pentateuch or the Law of Moses, which comprises the first five books of the Old Testament, we will see that Joshua became the leader who led the nation of Israel into the promised land.
就是当我们在这个学习摩西五经，也称为摩西律法，就是旧约的前五卷书。我们继续阅读的时候，就会看到约书亚，成为带领以色列民进入应许之地的领袖。
Moses picked Joshua to be a future leader early on.
就是摩西在交前的时候呢，就已经选择了约书亚作为未来的领袖。
And Moses laid his hands on Joshua.
摩西按手在约书亚身上。
And the result?
那结果呢？
Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom.
约书亚充满智慧的灵。
As we read throughout the book of Deuteronomy, Moses did not just lay his hands on Joshua. Moses had groomed Joshua to be a successor for many years.
那当我们读《申命记》的时候呢，我们就发现摩西不仅按手在摩西亚身上，摩西在很多方面呢都培养约书亚成为他的继任者。
Moses did not just appoint Joshua to be the next leader, but he nurtured Joshua's spiritual growth as well.
摩西不仅任命约书亚作为下一任的领袖，而且培养了他的在属灵方面的成长。
All too often, what we see in churches today.Is that we could not find enough leaders to serve in key positions.
在很多时候呢，当今教会中所看到的现象是，我们找不到就是足够多的领袖来承担关键的职位。
Every year, churches have tough times in recruiting people to serve on various boards and committees.
每年呢，教会在招募各种董事会和委员会任职的时候，都会遇到很多困难。
It takes a lot of persuasion to get someone to be a deacon.
要想让某人成为执事呢，需要很多的说服工作。
And when the church wants to appoint elders, they would be scratching their heads to identify qualified candidates.
而当一个教会要想任命长老的时候呢，更是挠头也很难寻找到合格的候选人。
Sadly, many churches today do not have a systematic way to develop future spiritual leaders.
可悲的是，当今的许多教会都没有系统的方法来培养未来的属灵领袖。
Today, the laying of hands on future leaders is not just an act, but rather a long-term process.
当今，在未来的领导人身上按手不仅仅是一个行为，而且是一个长期的过程。
We need to nurture future leadership by equipping them with God's word.Developing them in attitude of servanthood and providing them with various tools to lead and serve effectively.
我们需要用神的话语来装备他们，培养他们的仆人态度，并为他们提供各种工具包来有效的领导和服务，从而能够培养未来的领导人才。
On the flip side, as spiritual leaders, it would be irresponsible for us not to pay attention in grooming and nurturing new leaders.
那另一方面呢，作为属灵的领袖，如果我们不注意培养，培育新的领袖，那将是不负责任的。
Just imagine what would happen to a church if God calls the key leaders to be missionaries or move them to other churches in other areas to serve Him.
那试想一下，如果神呼召教会里的主要领袖成为传教士，或将他们移到其他的地区或者教会来侍奉，那教会会发生些什么呢？
There would be a distinct danger of leaving a bunch of immature spiritual babies behind.
如果留下一大堆不成熟的属灵婴儿，那将是显然是有很有危险的。
Likewise, in the marketplace today, a lot of companies are talking about succession planning.
那就像我们前面所学的，现在呢很多的公司也都在想着怎么样培养下一代的接班人。
It's important that we take this spiritual lesson and apply it to our real world as well.
那所以我们从属灵领袖那里学到的功课呢，用在我们当今的生活中也是非常重要的。
So let's take a lesson from Moses and learn to lay our hands on potential leaders of tomorrow.
那今天呢，就让我们从摩西那里吸取经验教训，学习按手在明天的潜在的领导者身上。
I praise the Lord for this church in this specific area.
我为这个地区的这个教会赞美主。
Pastor Lee has been spending a lot of time grooming leaders in this church, adults and young adults alike.
李牧师花了很多时间来培养这个教会的领袖，无论是成年人还是年轻人。
It is very important for the continued healthy growth of this church.
那为了教会能够继续健康的成长，这是极其重要的。
The fourth lesson we learn from Moses is that leadership means intimate relationship with God.
那第四个我们从摩西身上学到的功课呢，就是领导意味着与神的亲密关系。
In verse 10, it says, Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his officials and to his whole land. For no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of Israel, of all Israel.
那接下来圣经这样记载，以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。耶和华打发他在埃及地向法老和他的一切臣仆，并他的全地行各样神迹奇事。又在以色列众人眼前显大能的手，行一切大而可畏的事。
The Bible here says that the Lord knew Moses face to face.
那在圣经这里说呢，主对摩西呢是面对面的认识。
What an honor!
这是多么大的荣幸。
Today, people in the marketplace want to be known.
那当今呢，市场上的人呢都想被人知道出名。
We wear name tags in many business networking events so that we may be noticed and be greeted.
我们在出席许多这个商业或者社交活动中呢，都会佩戴名牌，以便我们可能会受到关注或者欢迎。
I think I have a lot of blue on my lapel from all the name tags.
所以因为老是戴名牌，所以我衬衫上有很多的胶。
Many junior staffers want to give good impressions to their company's senior executives.
而且许多这种就低级的、初级的员工呢，都希望给公司的高级管理人员留下好印象。
All these because they want to be known, to be recognized.
所以这一切呢，都是因为他们想被人知道、被认可。
Moses being described here as whom the Lord knew face to face.
摩西在这里被描述为耶和华面对面所认识的。
This leads us to think that there are frequent encounters between Moses and God.
这是我们认为呢，摩西和神之间经常相遇。
Through these interactions, the Lord knew Moses face to face.
通过这些互动呢，主面对面地认识了摩西。
Today, good spiritual leaders also need to meet God face to face daily.
那今天呢，优秀的属灵领袖也需要每天与神面对面。
We can meet God without fear because of the salvation work of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的救赎工作，我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
It is important that leaders have healthy devotional lives.
那领导者拥有这个健康的灵修生活呢，是非常重要的。
We all know that we can't give something that we don't have.
我们都知道我们不能给予我们没有的东西。
It's just like a car which is running low on a car is running low on gas is going nowhere, and we cannot run on empty.
就像如果我们这个车里面油箱已经没有汽油了，那就也不能空着跑。
Let's learn to know God face to face every day.
让我每天都学习面对面来认识神。
Only by studying His Word and understanding His will can we be faithful followers of Christ, good servants of the Lord, and effective leaders for God.
只有研读他的话语，明白他的旨意，我们才能成为基督的忠实跟从者，主的好仆人，以及神的有效领袖。
Now let us conclude.
那现在我们总结一下。
Throughout the book of Deuteronomy, Moses gave us examples on how to be an effective, God-fearing leader, which starts with humility and ends with obedience.
在整个生命记中呢，摩西给我们的例子说明了成为一个有效的敬畏神的领袖要从谦卑开始，以顺服结束。
Let us remember these lifelong lessons and prepare ourselves to be our master's instruments.
让我们记住这些终身的教训，并准备成为主的器皿。
Let me leave you with the thought as we conclude today.
那我们今天结束的时候呢，我想留下一个问题，希望大家能够记住并且去思考。
How would you like to be remembered?
我们想让神怎么样记住我们？
I hope your answer would be servant of the Lord, whom the Lord knew face to face.
我希望你的回答是主的仆人，主面对面的认识他。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for these valuable lessons that we can learn from through the life of Moses.
亲爱的天父，我们为今天从摩西身上学到的这样宝贵的功课感谢你。
Help us to learn the lessons of humility.
帮助我们学习谦卑的功课。
And help us to understand the mission that you have bestowed upon us.
帮助我们了解你放在我们身上的使命。
Help us to have paint a picture of vision for the people that we serve.
帮助我们为服侍的人能够描绘这美好的愿景。
There are so many lessons that we can learn that we ask that you help us to really study your word and learn how to be your servant and how to know you face to face.
帮助我们能够好好的来学习你的话语，学习被你所使用，来服侍他人。有很多的功课我们都需要去学。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.